In the gospel reading today, our Lord speaks this parable about the good seed that was sown and the weeds that were sown along with it. And it's pretty evident from the context that we're talking about the people of God being the good seed, and then the devil doing his job and messing things up and bringing all kinds of evil, and how God is going to allow both to be able to remain until the end. That doesn't sound fair to us. Why, after all, if we have all this evil going on around us, would God allow that to remain? To make us saints, to help us to grow in virtue. If we look at a garden, we all know that the weeds tend to do way better than whatever it is you planted. Whatever it is we want to grow tends to grow rather slowly. The weeds tend to grow rather quickly. Eventually, they're way bigger than whatever it is that you planted, and they block out all the sun, soak up a bunch of the water. Again, we look at that and say, it's not fair. It's not about fair. It's about what is going to make us holy. It is about the choice that each one of us has to make. Because unlike the weeds and the wheat that are in your garden, well, probably don't have wheat in your garden, but weeds and whatever else you've got in your garden, you can't switch from one to the other. But people can. So we have the option, perhaps, if you look back in your life, maybe some of us were weeds at one time. Maybe we weren't trying to live a good, holy life. What if we were uprooted at that point? We would have lost our souls for eternity. So God in his mercy didn't do that to us. And in his mercy, he's going to allow that these other people too will have an opportunity to be able to repent. In the meantime, however, we have to be an example to them. Unlike the plants in your garden, your tomato plant isn't going to be an example to the weeds, because it isn't going to make any difference. But when we're talking about people, it makes a huge difference. We're to be the light in the darkness. If they are blotting out the sunlight so that we can't see it, we can still be radiating with joy. We can still be filled, as St. Paul told us in the first reading, with thanksgiving. We can still be people who forgive. Those aren't easy to do when somebody is blocking everything for you. And yet that's what we're called to. And so I think what we'd like to do then is even look at this parable from a different perspective. If we go all the way back to the third chapter of the book of Genesis, we hear God saying to Satan, "There will be enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and hers." That same word. God planted good seed. That good seed was Adam and Eve. The devil came and sowed his weeds. And unfortunately, Adam and Eve went for it. And they fell. But God continues to sow good seed. And that good seed is you. And the devil has done everything he can to sow weeds among what God has done. So if we look at each one of our own individual lives as a garden of God, we have that good seed there. God planted it. God created your soul and infused that into your body. God is the one who had made you in his own image and likeness. God is the one who has made you for heaven. Now we have Satan doing everything in his power to try to keep us from being able to do that, trying to sow whatever kinds of vice he can. And God, on the other hand, calling us to a life of virtue. And we have to make a choice. As it works, vice usually looks more exciting than virtue. And we get caught in it. And we allow those weeds sometimes to grow rather wildly within us. If you don't pull the weeds rather early in the garden, they're just going to take over. And then if the weeds go to seed, then you got a whole bunch more. So we need to nip these things in the bud. But unfortunately, maybe in a number of our lives, we didn't do that. And now we have rather massive weeds that are rather unruly and rather difficult to get out. And so we have to make a choice. Do we want to be living according to the way God wants us to live? Or do we want to live according to the way that the devil wants us to live? Now again, when we look at that objectively, all of us are going to say, of course I want to live the way God wants me to. But we have to make that choice, which means we need to start really working at getting rid of the weeds. Because right now, for some of us perhaps, the garden is overgrown. And we need to go out and do some pruning and do some serious uprooting of some weeds. Because what happens is if we don't cut these things off at the very beginning, they become habits. And if we don't break the habit, it becomes an addiction. And then it is extremely difficult to get rid of, because we have made friends with the weed. We have decided that we like that better than the plants that God put in, and we don't want to get rid of it. So that's the choice we all have to make. Look in your own heart and ask yourself, what are the areas where the devil has sown something negative? And where are the areas that God is asking me to grow in virtue? Again, if we go back and listen to what St. Paul had to say in the first reading today, he told us that, first of all, again, the good seed, you're chosen, you're holy, and you're beloved. That's God who has done that. You are chosen, you are holy, you are beloved by God. And so that being the seed that God has planted, he's saying now we need to have a heart of mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, putting on charity, being thankful, all these different things that St. Paul is talking about. So again, we can look at our own selves and ask, am I humble? Am I meek? Am I merciful? Am I kind? Those are the kinds of virtues that God wants to bring. Our society, as we know, is all about selfishness. And since it's all about selfishness, what follows from that is going to be anger. It's going to be pride. It's going to be unmerciful, because we don't care about anybody else in this society. As Christian people, we can't be that way. Those are the seeds that the devil has sown. So there is enmity between the seed of our Blessed Lady and the seed of Satan. Now, obviously, again, in that context from Genesis 3, that is a singular seed, one male offspring of one woman. But all of us are members of Jesus Christ. And so we are children of our Blessed Lady. And when we look at the book of Revelation, when the dragon couldn't get the woman, it says he turned on the rest of her children. That's us. So we have that same battle that is from the book of Genesis that goes all the way back to even before Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden. They had already sinned, but they weren't out of the garden yet. It was already told what the battle was going to be. And it is a battle for souls. But if we make that even more specific, it is a battle for your soul individually. You are the seed that God has planted. He wants a beautiful harvest. He wants an abundant harvest. He wants us to be gathered, all of us together, obviously, into his barn, which is heaven. But he wants us individually to be able to bring him all that we're supposed to bring, the harvest of our soul. So again, we have to look within ourselves. Perhaps in our humanness, we have found a way to excuse ourselves. Oh, that's just me. That's just my personality. Oh, that's just, we have an excuse for everything. It's time to stop making excuses. It's time to look seriously at this and say, no, I need to be the good seed. I need to be a citizen of heaven. That's what St. Paul told the Philippians. He said, do you not know that our citizenship is in heaven? So that's the choice we have to make. The beautiful thing about being human is we have a free will. We can choose whether we want to be a citizen of heaven or whether we want to be a citizen of hell. I don't know why anybody wants the latter, but there are lots of people lining up for it these days. We need to say no. We don't want to go there. Again, the devil in his lies is going to make it sound so good. It's going to be fun and it's going to be exciting and all your friends are going to be there and blah, blah, blah. You're not going to have any friends there and there will be no fun and no excitement. It is going to be pure misery for the rest of eternity. Don't go there. Choose the Lord. Choose the holy way. And in saying that, that means look into your own soul and ask yourself, what is standing between me and the Lord? What weeds are blocking the Son of God? What have I allowed to become overgrown in the garden that God has planted? What are the areas of vice in my life that I have allowed to fester? Those are the things we want to start working to uproot. The Lord said, they're going to gather the weeds first and burn them. That's what we have to do. Cast them to the place where they came from. Get rid of them. Don't make friends with vice, because it's not what we're supposed to be about. And just because everyone else is doing it doesn't make it okay, because Jesus didn't do it. And so we have that choice. We, however you want to put it, if you want to virtue or vice, if it's life or death, if it's to be the wheat or the weed, you have a choice. You have a free will. God has sown good seed, and you are that good seed. Not just good, I might point out. Go back a little bit to Genesis 1. And what did God say when he created Adam and Eve? It was very good. That is you. Doesn't mean everything we do is very good. We know better than that. And it doesn't mean, boy, am I good or what? No, 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 that's arrogance. Your nature is very good. You are made in the image and likeness of God. And now you are a member of Jesus Christ. You participate in the divine nature. You have elevated to a divine level of acting and being. So we don't want to act like the devil and his minions. We want to act in the way that God has given to us to do, a share in his life, a share in his love, a share in his own nature. So it is perfectly within the capability of all of us, with the help of God. We're not going to do this by ourselves, but with his help, if we are willing, we can get rid of the weeds. But we have to make a choice. We have to say, I want these things out of my life. And by that, I don't mean to simply sit back, yeah, I wish I wasn't an alcoholic. Yeah, I wish I wasn't looking at porn. Yeah, I wish I wasn't so angry. No, 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 no. I mean, I want them out of my life. Not, yeah, it'd be nice if it was gone. nothing's going to go if that's all the attitude we've got. We have to have the disposition to say, I want to be holy. I want to be virtuous. I want to get rid of the vices. I want Satan out of my life. I don't want that vile creature to have a foothold anywhere in my life. Whatever it is. And it's not going to be easy. We know that. Just look at anybody with whatever addiction they've got. It's a challenge. It's a pain. But they have to make a choice to get rid of these things, and so do we. Whatever it might be. So look in your soul and ask yourself truly, honestly, what stands between God and me? What choices have I made that have led me away from God? Where have I made friends with things that are vice, things that are evil, when I need to be choosing what is good and what is right? Those are the kinds of things every one of us has to look at, because every one of us, unless you've achieved perfection, every one of us has got some weeds growing in God's garden. But look at God and look at the truth of what He has created. And don't just be mediocre, because that's not going to get us to heaven either. Jesus said, be hot or cold. If you're just lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. You don't want that. None of this, oh, it's okay. Yeah. No. Be serious. Be a saint. Embrace the call that God has given to you. You are chosen. You are holy. You are beloved. You are the good seed that God has planted. And you've got an enemy who is trying to pull you away from that. But you have a free will. You have a choice. Make the choice and live it. Yeah, maybe we've got some really big weeds that have become trees, and we're going to have to chop them down, and we're going to have to work hard at getting rid of them. But with the help of God, every one of us can do that. God's call has not changed. He has called you to be a saint. Now the choice is yours.